Task 1. You and your colleagues are reviewing the latest project of setting up a shop. Listen to the conversation and fill in the missing information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Right, Cindy, you and Sarah met with the owners of Sunlight Cafe and Gifts yesterday. How was the meeting?
It was a good meeting. We finalised a few things and also discussed some of the design details.
That's great. So what are the finalised details? And have you talked to them about the budget and the time needed to finish the project?
Yes, those were the first things we discussed. Paul and Maggie, the owners, have confirmed their budget, $300,000. And the project is to complete in 5 weeks.
Right. $300,000 is going to be tight.
Yes, and the 5 week completion time will be a challenge too. But we also understand that they need to open the shop for business. The good news is they will help with some of the renovation work.
Good.
Sarah and I have also discussed the idea of their shop and what kinds of food or merchandise will attract their target customers.
That's right. After some lengthy discussion, we all came up with suggestions of food items to serve and the types of gifts to sell. To begin with, we don't just sell coffees, but also teas. Different types of coffees and teas, but not milkshakes or smoothies, because that will complicate things. So only coffees and teas to start with. Also, we have agreed that the shop will fully focus on modern vegetarian food.
Oh, vegetarian food.
Not just vegetarian, but modern vegetarian food. We have agreed to stay away from the traditional or those vegetarian foods you often get in Hong Kong. We want to serve modern vegetarian food. This is a fresh selling point, to provide variety to people who want to try a modern version of vegetarian food.
I like the idea.
Thanks. In fact, Paul and Maggie came up with the idea, and as soon as they suggested it, we thought it was a great selling point.
Regarding gifts, we narrowed them down to locally made T-shirts and skincare products.
Only two types, locally made T-shirts and skincare products.
Yes, after helping them review their capital sum, storage space and supply, we all agreed that it's better to start with a limited range, just locally made T-shirts and skincare products. From our marketing research, they are among the most popular gift items for both locals and tourists, especially locally made T-shirts.
Okay. Now let's turn to the interior design of their shop. Do they have any preference?
Yes, they do, and we like a lot of their ideas and suggestions.
Yes, Paul and Maggie know exactly what they want and the limitation of their $300,000 budget.
Their overall style preference is simplicity. They want the shop to look simple. Regarding the atmosphere they want to create for the shop, they want customers to feel comfortable being in the shop.
A simple style will often make customers feel comfortable, but we must be careful not to make the shop look empty or cold.
Yes, we understand that. And we have talked about that with Paul and Maggie, about the materials for renovation and display shelves. They put down three criteria. The first one is that they want to use recycled and upcycled furniture. They showed us some photos of cafes and shops using recycled and upcycled furniture.
That's a nice idea.
Also, they strongly prefer using materials from sustainable sources. They said that they are aware that materials from sustainable sources may be more expensive, so they are willing to pay more for sustainable materials.
Good on them. I wish more customers were like them.
Lastly, they want materials that are easy to clean.
Well, that's easy. We have lots of choices of materials that are easy to clean.
As for decor, because they want the shop to look simple and the customers to feel comfortable, we suggest using plants and artwork. Artwork on the walls and plants at corners and windowsills.
Good. Any other requirements or preferences for the interior design?
Yes, there are two other requirements. Firstly, they don't want many fixtures.
That's right. They explained that too many fixtures will limit flexibility. I tend to agree with them.
Another requirement is that they want enough storage space. Enough storage space for their stock.
I think that's easy. It seems that Paul and Maggie know well of their needs.
Yes, they're very reasonable and nice.
That's great.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.